The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
And lots of you still texting in, wishing best wishes to Gareth and indeed to Paula on their journey ahead, as one texter puts it. And Mary Butler of the Parkinson's Association was also on to say, every good wish to Gareth on his difficult journey. And remember that anyone who believes they may have symptoms of Parkinson's disease or need information about it can contact the Parkinson's Association at parkinsons.ie. Or the free phone number is 1-800-359-359. And obviously that's not what Gareth has, but what he has is in the area of Parkinsonism, as I think he put it. Now, I don't know about you, but losing that hour, I feel like I've just flown in from Australia. Good morning, good afternoon, Doctor. You see, there I go. Good afternoon, Dr. Annie Curtis from the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. How are you?
Not too bad, Brendan. Feeling a bit like that yourself. Feeling a bit jet-lagged already.
Just slightly, you see. So, Annie, we were talking last week, obviously, about your area of expertise, the body clock. But I just wanted to check in with you. Now that we've all lost the hour, we get a bit of body clock expertise as to how do we deal with this? How do we best manage the transition for ourselves for the next few days?
Yeah, so the thing about it is, Brendan, this is packing a punch on our health, okay? It's like we are in sort of low-grade jet lag for the next couple of days. Because what we're doing in daylight savings time is where we've gone into. We're basically just getting up an hour earlier. But because we're getting up an hour earlier, we should really be going to bed, okay, an hour earlier as well. And just like I was thinking, you know the way sometimes you have a really early flight with the kids and you say to everyone, come on, we all have to go to bed early because we have to get up early in the morning.
And nobody can get to sleep.
And everyone lies in bed and stays awake. Well, that's what's going to happen for the next couple of days. We actually never completely shift, Brendan. That's the thing. And we know actually that for the whole time now that we're going to stay in daylight savings time, we get on average about 30 to 40 minutes less sleep. Because we are essentially burning the candle at both ends.
Are you serious? Because I thought, you know, you kind of you convince yourself after a few days and the time suddenly seems correct again and that we move on. So we're being low-level traumatised by this for the next 6 months now.
We will, Brendan, and the studies are fascinating. We can see, so there will be an increase, a 40% increase in strokes and heart attacks for the next couple of days, okay? And that increase will actually stay there over the whole of daylight savings time. And then it'll actually go back. When we shift back in the autumn, that increased risk will decline. So we never change.
So the unnatural part, Annie, is the next 6 months. This is what the losing the hours. We should be in winter time all the time, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
I like to say standard time.
Okay, it's a default position. Yes,
it is, because there's a sales pitch going on if you talk about winter time versus summertime. You know, which would you prefer to stay in? So this, what we came out with, was standard time.
Okay.
And it's the best way that we can standardize the clock on the wall with the sun and our body clock, because our body clock just goes with the sun. It doesn't matter what the clock on the wall reads. And that's why when we go into this daylight savings time, we are at odds. Our body clock and the clock on the wall is at odds with each other. And that's what's impacting our health, and that's what's impacting our sleep as well.
Okay, but Annie, seeing as we are stuck with it for the time, before you go, give us the couple of things, please.
So the two things I would say is light and food, Brendan, okay? So natural light is what we want to really take care of. There will be an inclination for the next couple of days to make use of the grand stretch in the evening that we're experiencing. I would ask people to try to avoid that. Get more of the daylight in the morning time.
Okay.
And limit your daylight in the evening time, because that's what's going to keep you awake. The second thing is food, Brendan. Again, there will be an inclination to eat later. So it's saying 12:30 on the clock now. It's really 11:30 according to our body clock. Most of us mightn't eat lunch today until maybe 1:30 or 2:00. Ask people to try to eat according to this new time very quickly. So don't eat, you know, don't let this day sort of be late in terms of when you have your meals, and keep that up for the
next
couple of
days. You see, Annie, a lot of people at this stage, like, we have no defined meal times. We're just eating every opportunity. So we'll segue into this,
Brendan,
all right.
Regularity is the key here. Regularity is a key for sleep as well. So try to have regular meals at the new regular time.
Okay, so establish a pattern and force it for a couple of days, and then you'll stick with it.
Force it for a couple of days and reduce your artificial light as well from your screens and from your televisions for the next couple of days as well. And that will give you a chance to get into a sleep pattern, which will never fully adjust, but will adjust a little.
Okay, Annie Curtis of the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon, Annie.
And, take care, Brendan.
We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with our entertainment panel in just a minute.
Email brendan@rte.ie.